Is there a future for Silicon Valley? Apple, Google, Facebook. Some of the world's most successful companies are based in Silicon Valley. But is the Californian tech mecca now in decline?
What is Silicon Valley?
You won't find a place on a map officially called Silicon Valley. A journalist invented the term in 1971, and since then it's been used both as a name for America's tech industry and, more specifically, for a geographical region south of San Francisco, where hundreds of tech companies, big and small, are located. Almost every aspect of the computer revolution was invented in this region, from the original silicon chip to the internet and the latest iPhone.
How did it start?
The original reason for a tech center being here was that the U.S. Navy based much of its research and development in the San Francisco Bay Area. But it really got started because of a conscious local effort to challenge the social, intellectual, and economic dominance of America's East Coast. Stanford University led the effort, actively encouraging its academics and graduates to become business entrepreneurs and cultivating numerous tech startups on its campus.
Why was it so successful?
The success of early tech startups like Hewlett-Packard inspired others, such as Apple and Intel. By the 1980s, a snowball effect had started as many of the best graduate students were drawn to Stanford, bringing even more brilliant minds to the area. The startups kept coming: Google, Yahoo, Facebook, Instagram, and dozens more. Most failed, but those that succeeded became world-conquering giants, making Silicon Valley irresistible to venture capitalists wanting to invest in the next big thing.
When did things start going wrong?
The problem today is that Silicon Valley is a victim of its own success. So many new companies have started, creating so many new jobs, that there is now an acute housing crisis. Between 2010 and 2015, Silicon Valley created 400,000 new jobs, but only 60,000 new housing units were built in the area. As a result, even those on good salaries have problems finding affordable housing. For those lower down the economic ladder, homelessness is a major problem. At any one time, there are around 8,000 people sleeping on the streets of San Francisco.
What are the consequences?
Already, some big businesses such as HP, Oracle, and Tesla have abandoned Silicon Valley for Texas. This is partly to escape the housing problems and traffic jams, and partly because there are fewer taxes and regulations there. Others are trying to improve the situation. Apple is spending $2.5 billion on building affordable housing, and Google $1 billion. Many businesses run free bus services for their employees to reduce road congestion. Meta, which includes Facebook, WhatsApp, and Instagram, allows its employees to work from home permanently.
Why don't they leave too?
Because nowhere can rival Silicon Valley. It's now so big that it exerts a worldwide gravitational pull on tech investment and talent. Potential rivals are not big enough to attract the same investment and talent, and without those, they won't grow. Indeed, countries like India see a constant departure of their best brains to Silicon Valley. One exception is China, which aims to become the tech giant of the future by dominating artificial intelligence. However, many countries are now suspicious of Chinese tech containing spyware and have moved to block its star businesses, such as Huawei.
So, its future is safe?
Yes and no. Silicon Valley will almost certainly remain the global center of the tech industry for decades to come, but it may be entering a period of stagnation. The industry has grown through the constant innovation and improvement of its products, but these are getting harder to achieve. For decades, tech has been powered by Moore's Law, which says that improvements in silicon chips double our computing power every 2 years. Some experts say we have now reached the point where Moore's Law is slowing down, and this means the rate of innovation will slow down too. Others believe that innovation is about to accelerate massively as AI and cloud computing change the tech landscape. Nobody can say for sure, but the people who know best, well, for now, they're still in Silicon Valley.